Namaskar. Gujarat election got over in December 2017. There were three first times that happened. First time when BJP was shaken in the last 5 years or last 4 years. First time when Rahul Gandhi's Congress did actually well, more than what was expected. And first time that India saw a very strong opposition against the BJP. So three first times. Amit Shah went out and had claimed that BJP would win around 150 seats when the campaign started. In fact, he was confident to an extent where he betted that BJP will win around 150 seats. BJP ended up getting 99 seats. The question is, what went wrong? What happened between the 150 and the 99 what it actually got? Why did BJP fall so badly? BJP won the election, no doubt. But that was hardly any winning. They scraped through the election. They survived the Gujarat election. From December, we set out. Our research team set out in Gujarat to actually identify what were those secrets, what were those reasons, that actually made BJP lose out. We have always maintained that the Gujarat election was not between the BJP and the Congress. Gujarat election was pro-Modi and anti-Modi. So there were two factions, either people who are pro-Modi BJP or people who are anti-Modi BJP. Which means Congress was incidental. People voted for Congress because they didn't want to vote for BJP. We had always maintained this. And another fact that we identified through our research, through our 2 months rigorous research and speaking to almost every leader that was there in Gujarat, we identified a few very, very sensitive points which we are going to reveal today in this program. Let us understand the background of Gujarat elections. Like we had mentioned to you before, we stand by Gujarat was a very, like any other states in the country for that matter of fact, people were going to vote their caste and not cast their votes. Like we always said, Gujarat also was no different. The 14% Patel Samaj, the 23% Scheduled Caste Scheduled Tribe Samaj, the 10% Muslims, the 10% General, the 41% OBC, and the 2% others, which included Christians, Sikhs, and others who were in Gujarat. This was the combination of Gujarat state. And before 2014, in 2012, the Patidars, the OBCs, the Hindus were all consolidated and backing BJP. Therefore, BJP year on year, election on election, won one after another in Gujarat. 20 years of straight run. But what went wrong last time is the fact that the community. So basically, Gujarat, if you could actually draw, there were two communities. There was a part of Muslims, Dalits, and some part of disgruntled Hindus who were voting for the opposition, and the rest entire Hindu community was behind the Bharatiya Janata Party. What went wrong last time? One, the Patidhar said they are going to revenge their killing of 7 of their brothers. Patidhar went in the side. The OBCs, part of the OBCs, they went away from BJP. And importantly, the Scheduled Caste and the Scheduled Tribe went outside of BJP. So you had three very, very strong forces that were supporting BJP, or at least Scheduled Caste and Scheduled Tribe, some part of them did support BJP. But two strong forces at least, that is the Patidars and the OBC, that were supporting BJP, that went out of BJP. So you saw Hardik Patel, who led the Patidars, who moved away from BJP. You saw Alpesh Thakur, who led the OBCs, moved away from the BJP. And of course, you had the Jignesh Mevani, who was always against the BJP and represented the very strong 23% scheduled caste, scheduled tribe vote bank. What really happened from there on is where the mystery starts unfolding. You see, it was never a Congress plan. From what our ground research tells us, it was never a Congress plan to unite all these people. It actually was a natural progression. We don't think it was Congress who united the three Tikri, as they are called, Hardik, Alpesh and Jignesh, to their fold. It was Hardik, Jignesh and Alpesh who actually took Congress into their fold. So they used Congress as a springboard and as a platform and fought against their adversary, Narendra Modi and Amit Bhai Shah. So it was these three people who got themselves together to fight the big force called the BJP. And all of a sudden, the BJP started shaking. The BJP lost almost 23% of SCST votes, 14% of Patel votes, and definitely out of 41%, at least 25 to 26% of the OBC votes. This shook the BJP, and what you saw was the result of that particular shake. But still, there was a large contingent of Hindu consolidated votes that the BJP could have still won. BJP would definitely not get into the 150 mark, but would have definitely gone up to 125, which is what BJP, even in the last moment, I remember Seshadri Chariji from BJP calling me during when I was actually airing a program on the election day when I was covering the election results. Seshadri Chariji sent me an SMS saying, listen, you know what, we are still going to get 125. Where did that 125 become 99? That is the mystery, and that is the mystery that we are going to answer. The 125 became 99 not because of the Patidar votes, not because of the OBC votes, not because of the Scheduled Caste, Scheduled Tribe vote, not at all because of the Muslim votes. They were because of Hindu votes. The BJP had outside adversaries who were fighting with them on ground. People like Rahul Gandhi, people like Jignesh Mevani, people like Alpesh Thakur, and people like Hardik Patel. But then there were people working underground. I spoke to Hardik Patel on an exclusive interview. This is what he had to tell me. Yes, success mein kya aapko Togade ji aur people like Sanjay Joshi ka bhi aapko saath tha?
देखो खुले में तो साथ नहीं हो सकता क्योंकि ये तो डरते हैं लोगों ये दोनों दाढ़ी सफ़ेद दाढ़ी से लोग डरते हैं
तो आपको साथ था
अंदरूनी साथ सबका था
आई एम नॉट टू सरप्राइज्ड दैट हार्दिक सेड दिस आई एम नॉट टू सरप्राइज्ड हार्दिक सेड दिस फोर मंथ्स बैक माई करस्पॉन्डेंट विनय मिश्रा हैड मेट अप विद डॉक्टर तोगाड़िया एंड तोगाड़िया हैड टोल्ड हिम वन वेरी पर्टिकुलर थिंग तोगाड़िया जी सेड दैट लिसन You know what? आज मोदी राहुल के पीछे मंदिर में जाता है और राहुल मोदी के पीछे मंदिर में जाता है Here what he has to say.
राहुल गांधी द्वारका गए तो मोदी जी उनके पीछे द्वारका गए और मोदी जी अक्षरधाम गए तो राहुल जी इनके पीछे अक्षरधाम गए यह तो प्रवीण तोगड़िया की जीत है सब हिंदुत्व के रास्ते पर चलने लगे
So he said that दोनों एक दूसरे के पीछे में मंदिर में जाता है and the credit goes to me. Very nice. He also said that Hindus are with people who talk Hindu interest. Which means that what he was hinting is, listen, we are no longer going to be with BJP. That was a very, very clear statement he made that day. Hardik just told me yesterday that Sanjay Joshi, there were rumors that Sanjay Joshi from the RSS was helping Congress in Gujarat. We tried getting in touch with Sanjay Joshi numerous times. And like Hardik said, you know, Sanjay Joshi is gagged. He cannot speak to the media. He doesn't come in front of the media. But we tried getting in touch with Sanjay Joshi numerous times. He didn't answer our call. Neither did he answer questions. So we go by what Hardik said. And somewhere down the line, our own sources told us this. But then we didn't want to talk about it till such time that we had somebody from the inner circle telling us this. And Hardik exactly said that. That unruni tarike se, secretly, Togadia ji, that is Dr. Praveen Togadia and Sanjay Joshi helped us in the Gujarat election. Helped Congress in the Gujarat election. I repeat, like you heard, Hardik Patel said that Sanjay Joshi from the RSS and Dr. Praveen Togadia from the Vishwa Hindu Parishad helped Congress to fight the BJP in Gujarat elections. ये सक्सेस में क्या आपको तोगाड़िया जी और पीपल लाइक संजय जोशी का भी आपको साथ था?
देखो खुले में तो साथ नहीं हो सकता क्योंकि ये तो डरते हैं लोगों, ये 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 दोनों दाढ़ी सफेद दाढ़ी से लोग डरते हैं।
तो आपको साथ था?
अंदरूनी साथ सबका था।
दिस इज वेयर द 125 केम डाउन टू 99। सो फ्रॉम 150 to 125 was brought down by the new renewed Congress spirit with Hardik, Alpesh, Jignesh and Rahul Gandhi coming on the floor. But the last mile, which was from 125 to 99, was brought down not by an outsider but by an internal source. And the internal source is what was revealed to us by Hardik, none other than Hardik Patel himself. There are few things that I learned from Hardik's interview, few very interesting things which I would like to put on record. First is the fact that Hardik told us, which I already mentioned, that there was a lot of internal support from RSS and VHP for Hardik's team, which is the Congress team. The second is that he vowed that he is going to cause a topple of the BJP Gujarat government. He says 6 to 7 MLAs are already with him. And he is waiting for the other 8 or 9 to join him. Listen to what he said.
मैं बहुत सारे लोगों के कांटेक्ट में भी हूँ. 7-8 लोग तो अभी तैयार हैं. लेकिन जिस दिन गिराऊंगा बड़े ताकत से गिराऊंगा. दूसरी बार खड़ा नहीं करने दूंगा.
The long and short of my editorial today is that A, that there is a clear plan that is drawn for 2019. Two, there is some amount of ruparekha that is happening, some amount of design, some amount of a blueprint that is happening to combat the 2019 election, combat BJP in the 2019 elections. It is not going to be a cakewalk anymore for BJP. It is definitely not going to be a cakewalk for Modi, because possibly BJP may come back. One has to see whether Modi does. Namaskar.